There's a lot of added attractions, entertainment and events that together draw over 80,000 fans to the Pinoca Stampede, but at the heart of everything is a love for rodeo and the Western way of life. Over 600 of the top cowboys and cowgirls in the world compete over 7 days for over $325,000 in prize money. In fact, the rodeo this year is richer than ever, with the Pinoca Stampede Association deciding to bump each major rodeo event's purse up to $60,000, including both headers and heelers in team roping. Afternoon performances feature bareback, saddle bronc, bull riding, steer wrestling, team roping, tie-down roping and ladies barrel racing professional rodeo events. The top four contestants from each event advance to the finals to compete for $105,000 bonus prize money. There's also women's ranch bronc riding and amateur bareback riding, saddle bronc and boys steer riding. Bareback riding. The Pro Rodeo Canada Association says bareback riders endure more abuse, suffer more injuries and carry away more long-term damage than all other rodeo cowboys, adding it's akin to riding a jackhammer with one hand. Instead of a saddle, the rider uses a thick leather pad called a rigging. No stirrups or reins are used. A winning score is more than just hanging on for 8 seconds. Riders are scored on his spurring technique as well as how he carries himself during the ride. Saddle bronc riding. It's all about keeping a good rhythm in time with the bucking bronco as the rider holds on tight to keep his seat for the 8-second ride. The rider spurs the horse from the neck. If he touches any part of the animal of the equipment, or loses a stirrup or is bucked off, he will be disqualified. Ladies ranch bronc riding. In ranch bronc riding, contestants are allowed to hold onto the reins with both hands. Riders also use regular saddles and aren't required to keep their spurs against the horse's shoulders like in professional bronc riding. In 2016, the Women's Ranch Bronc Riding Championships was created. In addition to receiving a buckle at the Pinoca Stampede, the winner in Pinoca goes on to the championship in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Ladies Ranch Bronc Riding will be part of the afternoon rodeo performances on June 28, 29 and 30. Bull Riding. Bull riders' only lifeline is a braided manila rope that they hold to while attempting to stay on top of bucking Brahma, cross bull. They aren't required to spur, but just staying seated on these powerful animals for a full 8 seconds is incredibly challenging. A rider can't touch the bull with his free hand or he will be disqualified. The Wild West PBR performance is on Saturday night, June 29, starting at 6:30 p.m. Steer wrestling. Arguably one of rodeo's most challenging events, steer wrestling, also called bulldogging, requires an insane amount of strength, skill and speed. The objective of the game is to wrestle a steer to the ground as quickly as possible. According to the PRCA, the world record for steer wrestling is 2.4 seconds, making it the fastest event in rodeo. Teamwork is also key to a qualifying run, as a second rider, called the hazer, keeps the steer running in a straight line. A steer is considered down once it's lying flat on its side on its back with all 4 feet and head facing the same direction. Team roping. In this event, two cowboys work together to rope a steer as fast as possible. The header follows the steer out of the box, throwing his rope to catch the steer in one of 3 legal head catches. The heeler's job is to rope both of the hind legs. Tie-down roping. In a race against the clock, the cowboy ropes his calf, runs down the rope and throws the animal to the ground, before tying any 3 legs. The tie must hold for 6 seconds to qualify. Ladies barrel racing. Ladies and their horse run a clover leaf pattern around 3 barrels hoping for the fastest time in the only women's professional rodeo event. A 5-second penalty is added for any barrel that's knocked over. Chuckwagon racing. The prestige and tradition of chuckwagon racing in Pinoca continues as 36 of the best chuckwagon drivers in the world test their skills on Pinoca's Half Mile of Hell during the Pinoca Stampede. For 6 straight nights there will be 2 chuckwagon performances. The action begins at 6:30 p.m. with the all-pro Canadian Chuckwagons, followed by the top wagon drivers in the world of the World Professional Chuckwagon Association. The four teams of four horses hitched to a chuckwagon race around the 5/8-mile track, each hoping to have a clean run and have the fastest time of the night. The driver with the best aggregate time over the first four nights wins the title of Pinoca Stampede Aggregate Champion. Pinoca News is your source for all things Pinoca Stampede leading up to and during Stampede Week, June 25th to July 1st. Find more Pinoca Stampede stories here.